Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
We've been hearing the exciting news that the winter of 2015-16 might very well be another great year for an invasion of snowy owls. These magnificent birds, remember Hedwig of Harry Potter fame, sometimes arrive in large numbers much further south than their normal winter range, an event called an eruption. The winter of 2013-14 was an amazing one for snowy showing up, and even last year there were some snowy owl sightings in our area. According to eBird, the real-time online checklist program, we're already seeing signs of another snowy owl invasion this fall, with early reports of birds far exceeding what was seen by this time in 2013. More than 50 owls have already been seen in October in the Upper Midwest region alone. Will the numbers continue to grow throughout the winter? Only time will tell.
Snowy owls spend summers far north of the Arctic Circle hunting lemmings, ptarmigan, and other prey in the 24-hour daylight. In years of lemming population booms, they can raise double or even triple their usual number of young. In some years, some North American snowy owls remain on their breeding grounds year-round, while others migrate in winter to southern Canada and the northern half of the contiguous United States. In the northern plains, New York and New England, snowy owls occur regularly in winter. Elsewhere, such as our area, snowy owls are eruptive, appearing only in some winters but not in others.
Snowy owls are white birds with varying amounts of black or brown markings on the body and wings. On females, this can be quite dense, giving the bird a salt and pepper look. Males tend to be paler and become whiter as they age. Their eyes are yellow. They're very large owls with smoothly rounded heads and no ear tufts. The body is bulky with dense feathering on the legs that makes the bird look wide at the base when sitting on the ground. Thick feathers for insulation from Arctic cold make snowy owls North America's heaviest owl, weighing about 4 pounds, 1 pound heavier than even a great horned owl. When I see a picture of a snowy owl, it practically takes my breath away. They are so stunning.
Where should you look for one of these massive, charismatic white owls? Unless you visit the high Arctic, you'll mainly be looking for snowy owls during winter in wide open areas such as fields and shorelines. Snowy owls like to perch in conspicuous areas, so be sure to check high points like hay bales, fence posts, telephone poles, buildings, or even grain elevators. When they fly, they usually stay close to the ground. They also do a lot of sitting. They sit still in the same spot for hours, occasionally swiveling their head or leaning forward and blinking their big yellow eyes to get a closer look at something. When they hunt, they use extraordinary vision and hearing to draw a bead on their prey, maybe a vole scurrying beneath the snow, and then fly or even run over to pounce on it. If successful, they'll down the rodent head first in a single gulp.
What would cause these eruptions of snowy owls? It had been thought that the birds that were coming further south than normal were starving to death and coming south due to crashes in the lemming population in the Arctic. But scientists say that this old theory about why there are eruptions of snowy owls is wrong. New thinking is that an abundance of lemmings prompts breeding, bigger clutches of eggs, and lots of snowy owl offspring. The young birds have to venture further south to find food as they disperse from their home territories at the end of the breeding season.
If you're out looking for snowy owls, please take care if you should encounter any of these owls, and avoid the temptation to get too close at the risk of stressing the owl. So keep on the lookout as you travel around the roads this winter. You might just happen to spot one of these unforgettable birds.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.